He is, of course, a member of the Crows Leadership Group. He was outstanding on the weekend. He took big Bobby Brown, who's been a bit of a threat up forward for the Kangaroos. I speak of Daniel Talia, and he's on the show right now. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, Biggs, how are you going?
Oh, very well, thank you. Congratulations on the win. It was a really good team performance again. It was a great response after a pretty poor performance the last time you showed out.
Yeah, I think all the boys were really itching to get out there. You know, 2 weeks was a long time after, you know, probably our worst performance of the year against West Coast. And, it was an all-around good team performance, really. I mean, we had a lot of, you know, guys who played well and beat their direct opponent, and that's probably why we won the game. So, it was a long wait, and, it was good to get a response after that game.
Was your confidence or your belief ever shaken with the loss to West Coast? Because it was a horrible night.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was just more of an event. You know, we couldn't have had a worse night, really. We were beaten all over the field in every area. And the boys knew that we'd played good footy all year. I mean, you don't really win 16 games of footy in 1 year if you're not, if your game style doesn't hold up and you're not playing the right way. So we never really lost confidence. We knew it was just a bad game and learned the areas why. You know, work rate and contest were the two reasons why we lost that game. Mainly, and we brought that on Saturday night against North, and we're going to have to bring that again against Sydney to get the win.
Well, the trademark of the Crows this year has been, and we call it the all played well flag goes up the plow, and everyone just plays their role, Daniel. As a clash, as a game, as a final, the physicality of it, how taxing was it?
Yeah, it was, especially in that first half. You know, I felt like we were really, you know, dominating the game at times, but just couldn't put it on the scoreboard. And to North's credit, they really hung in there and kicked some really good goals and just stayed, close enough to make it really taxing. And there was a bit of scuffles, and it was pretty physical in that first half, which it was always going to be in a final. And, if we just stuck at it after halftime, and the way we started third really blew the game open, and we were able to get control from there. So it was a real credit to our guys to reset at halftime and come out and keep firing.
It was the weight of numbers of everybody doing well. But gee, with Brody Smith and Rory Sloan back in there, it just gives you guys a different look. And I'm not saying it was just because of those two, but B. Smith was just outstanding, Tails.
Yeah, he was. I think he was, you know, really fresh and really excited to play. And, you know, he's played some really good finals for us over the years. Even in his first couple of years, he's been, you know, a proven performer in September. So his run off that half-back line, that just allows, you know, not only him to get the ball, but it frees up Rory Laird a bit more as well, and we're able to get a bit more drive back there. And then, as you said, Sloaney coming through that midfield, yeah, you know, he's that heart and soul in there, and he wins the contested ball and is able to run and put pressure on and tackle on the outside as well. So those two guys are invaluable for us, and they certainly made a difference for sure.
You mentioned Brody Smith was fresher. The extra week's break after the end of the year, do you think that made all the players fresher, and do you think that was a good idea?
I think so. I think I didn't really like the buy in terms of the momentum for the AFL going into finals, but in terms of freshening up your body, it certainly made a difference. You know, guys like, you know, Eddie Betts and myself, who had played 10 games straight going into that bye week, really needed it because there wasn't a second bye. So it did freshen players up, and it certainly helped us as a team, yeah.
I love the work rate of your skipper, Taylor Walker. He's another one that bounced back massively. I think he took 11 marks. He was dangerous all day, and his lead-up, he's nearly the conduit now between the midfield and the forwards, Tails. He had a real captain's knock, I thought.
Yeah, I gave him that feedback as well. I thought his intensity from the start of the night, he was just really on. You could see it in his eyes, and he willed us, throughout that first half, and the way he was moving around and really leading up to the ball, and he was on a quality player in Tarrant as well, and to be able to do that and really lift the team, and I thought his aerial work competitive, you know, sometimes he was down 2v1, and just be able to get the ball to the ground and bring others into the game was huge. And he's a great captain. He always leads from the front in the big games, and he certainly did it again on Saturday night.
Your mids were comprehensively beaten against the West Coast Eagles on the weekend, I should say. Sorry, contested ball numbers was a big win, and clearances was a win. So great response from them after copping a bit of stick.
Yeah, and I think it didn't come easily either. You know, in that first half, it was a real battle, and that's probably an area North, throughout the season, have prided themselves on those clearances and that contested ball, and they've got some balls in there. So to be able to match them in that area and then get on top in the second half was a credit to our guys, and that certainly set up the game. You know, if you get the ball in your forward half in finals, it just builds pressure, and I thought we were able to do that. And then our forwards, you know, Eddie and you know, Lynchy and Tex are so dangerous. If you get the ball in there, we're going to win most games. So that's certainly an area we've got to bring this week against well. Sydney pride themselves on that as well. So we'll be looking forward to, you know, beating them through the midfield.
See what, if I get flat at all, I'm just going to get Eddie 6 goals in that game and just play him over and over again. I know it's not all about Eddie, but it was the Eddie Betts show in the end, and I bought tickets to it, D-Tully. It was fantastic. He could do the most amazing things. As a player, I know we ask all the time, but do you look in bewilderment sometimes and think, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah, I do. It's, playing down back, it's pretty special. You actually get to, you know, watch him at times when the ball's not in your area, and some of the things he does. I mean, you know, that first mark on quarter time to lift us and, you know, put us, you know, above 2 goals up, and then the one where he fell over and was able to get back in the contest and mark it 2-1. I think there was a time where I just rushed to kick forward. It was a shocking kick, and, you know, he jumped up and took this contested mark and made the kick look good. So his ability to do that freaky stuff and lift the team's unbelievable, and, yeah, he's a special player.
Let's turn our attention to Sydney. Sydney and Sydney. I think your best is good enough, no question about that. You'll be playing on Buddy Franklin. When do you start making phone calls to Phil Davis about how he did his job? He didn't kick a goal against him, Tails.
I said that this morning. I thought GWS defended him really well.
Didn't they?
You know, they used the whole team approach. He seemed to be up the field a bit more, and guys were just, you know, hitting him and whacking him and tiring down, and then you know, their midfield GWS, you know, probably beat Sydney on the day and kept it in their forward half and stopped the supply really to Buddy. So it was a real team effort, and I thought Phil played him really well when he was deep as well, you know, beat him in the one-on-one. So that's something that I'll try and do this week, but it's going to come down to, you know, putting pressure on the ball and trying to help me out back there.
It's a little bit unnerving. I think in round 4 when you beat Sydney, you had a really good game on Buddy, and he still kicked 4 from very limited opportunities. He's just that type of player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and, you know, it's tough at times when you're playing, you know, proactive and out in front. At times, you're just going to have to cop a few goals if they get it over the back. So, he's a great player, and, you know, he's pretty special and always hits the scoreboard. So we'll try and limit that. You know, he kicked the ball last time we played against him, and I felt like I had a really good game. Mm. So, it's something we'll be looking to do and try and stop his involvement in the game, because he seems to be the one that really lifts him up there.
And Kurt Tippett's out. It's a big blow for him.
Yeah, it is. Him and Mills, you know, I feel sorry for him a bit this time of year. I don't want to see anyone get injured. But for those two really important guys to be out, it's a good thing for us. You know, they're going to have to replace them. So, you know, they've got depth. They've been a great team over a long time, and I'm sure they'll have players come in. But it's certainly, you know, ticking our box, those two guys being out.
Oh, no, it's processed one time, game at a time and all those sort of things. But it's a 6:30 or thereabouts game. Saturday night, it's a 6-day break to the next game. Are you getting home that night? Do you know your travel plans yet, Tails, or you're going to have to stay the night and come back Sunday?
Yeah, we spoke about it today. I think we're going to come back really early the next morning. We won't be able to get back in Adelaide in time because the airport closes at 11 p.m. and you can't get in after that. So, we'll come back really early in the morning and get back as early as possible, and then recover from there if we happen to get the win. So, it'll be a short turnaround, but I'm sure the boys will be up for it.
Before we let you go, congratulations again on the All-Australian. We haven't spoken to you since then. I think we were down at Crowland when we said all the best. You flew that night. Great recognition, and congratulations again for that, Tails.
Yeah, thanks, Roey. It's obviously a massive honour.
Brilliant.
I wouldn't be able to do it without the guys down back helping me out and, you know, the rest of the team as well. So, it's a really big honour and, really proud to have, you know, got a second All-Australian, which is, you know, pretty special. I never thought I'd be there once, let alone twice. So, pretty honoured.
Bit flat today, mate. 1,500 lighter in the skyrocket.
Oh, shit.
No. That's all part of it. And I love getting in a scuffle, and at times you've got to be careful because, as you said, it is pretty expensive. But, I have to stand up for my teammates, and at times you have to do that and just cop the fine. So, we get paid enough. So, if it's sticking up for a teammate, I'm happy to cop it.
Well, I just got a couple of text messages from a couple of your teammates who said you were flat as a bush biscuit when you heard the news come through. But
1,500.
That's a big whack. Anyway, mate.
I think there's a bit of mail on that, Vic.
Okay. mate, well done on the weekend. You're outstanding again. You've had a great year, as Roy mentioned, All-Australian. Let's hope you can continue that form into this week when you take on Sydney, who are really finals hardened side, and, of course, your challenge against Buddy Franklin.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really looking forward to it.
There you go. Daniel Talia. He's Crows key defender, All-Australian key defender for the second time this year. He's a member of their leadership group and he is a very, very good player and he joined us then.